It's convoluted, but I'm willing and I do want to try and elucidate it. Well, you know about my childhood. It wasn't horrendous, but there were elements of it that shaped me into who I am now. If that's a good or a bad thing, I'm not totally sure. Having certain things happen and other things that should have happened, things I wish never did, it made me look at everything differently, even little things, things that seem so insignificant to everyone else. They utterly haunt me. And one of my most substantial fears is that is fucking up something good. Because you are good. You're beautiful and you are thoughtful and kind. And you try to be selfless and accommodating. And you support me and encourage me to do what I enjoy, even when you find it mindless. I wake up and the first thing I do is check to see if you've said good morning. And when you are gone, it doesn't feel right. It feels like something is tugging on me to be near you again. My hands search for my phone just to feel close to you again. And that's not... I can't handle it. You make me incoherent and I hate it. It scares me because... Because there's a lot of inner turmoil that comes with it. The overthinking, not thinking I'm good enough, just knowing that somewhere down the line I'm bound to fuck up. Because I'm good at fucking up. I'm good at ruining things that I care about. And I do it to myself. It's like... being underwater. I can hear, I can see, but it's somehow still blurry. And no matter how long or how hard I swim, I can't fully see. I can't fully comprehend it. And this, you are everything. But you make me vulnerable. I feel so indestructible with you. I feel like I could accomplish anything, and yet, at the same time, I feel like sugar glass. A single tap and everything comes flooding out. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to do that to you. Because that happened to me, and... I couldn't imagine. I couldn't forgive myself if I saw that in your eyes. And here I am, talking to a recording because I needed to let this out. I needed to confess, and yet I didn't have the courage to send it to you. God, feelings. Feelings are so fickle, so volatile, so... extraordinarily heavy. And it's almost comical because you don't even know. I mean, not really. But regardless of that, what I would tell you, what I wish in a way I could tell you, I want you to know that you mean so much to me, to others, to more than you know. And I might not mean those same things to you, but I hope you find someone who makes you feel the way you make me feel, the good and the bad. I hope you find someone who will hold you on those days you don't want to get out of bed, I hope you find someone who will write poetry about you, someone who will remind you of your worth every single day. I hope you find someone who makes you feel beautiful, valued, important. I hope that someone sees you the way that I do. Maybe this is meant to be, to care so deeply for someone so unattainable, so far away. And that is how I know I need to let you go. Letting go of something I never had, and yet I feel an emptiness in my chest at the thought. I guess in a fucked up kind of way it makes sense. What's worse than wanting something you can never have? And it's selfish of me to want you to know, to wish I could show it. I hope this longing, I hope it leaves me someday. Vielleicht hätten wir zusammen sein können in einer anderen Welt. Dieser Kummer wird immer in meinem Herzen bleiben. You might not know what that means. I guess it really doesn't matter. Or if you would care. Maybe we will meet in another life. Maybe we already have. Maybe we never will again. I just hope deep down, you know.